Hello everyone, and God bless you. Today is the 1st of January 2026, and wow, we have made it. I am so blessed, I am so thankful. This is gonna be such a great year. This is just gonna be a year of abounding in all things, really having great hope, great desire, great vision, great things come into our path, and it's all going to be because we decide to live unto God, like really living unto God with a full focus, a full heart, full dedication to just want to do God's will, to just want to really see God manifested in everything that we do this year. And I am just so blessed. I was ready for this year, and I know it's only the first, but I've been ready. I have been ready since the 25th of December, to just start and to see everything God wants me to see and do and achieve. And I really pray, as I was praying this morning, as I was going to God, for all the people that looked God, that you see everything you need to see this year. Like really, as you turn your hearts to God, as you have a willing heart to just live unto God, you're going to see great things. And for those that are desiring to run a fellowship, to have leaders meeting, to have fresh, ready harvest fields, to have new locations, to have new laborers, like God is sending, God is doing the work, like God is Jehovah and He is caused to become. So whatever you need, He will be, and He will be that what you desire. And for me, it's new laborers, it's new people desiring this truth to live unto God, this for people to really be set free, coming from darkness to light. All of you know, who know me, and for those who don't know me, it was the 1st of January 2020 that God just started to change my life. He spoke some words through my leader, Lawrence Tor, into my heart, and it just took me from that moment on this incredible journey. And it's been a journey. The last 6 years have been a journey. There's been many ups, there's been many downs. But I would say from, say, 2023 to 2025, things started to become very consistent, very smooth. I started to really understand more, gain more wisdom, and know how to walk in God's logic. For the first 2 years, so 2020 to 2022, wow, there was some challenges, there was some attacks, there was some things that really tried to keep me away from God. But I knew that that word that was spoken into my life on that day was a word from God. And it took me to dedicate some stuff. It took me to change what I was doing and to relinquish the things that was keeping me in bondage. And as I started to do that, obviously the devil didn't like it. He did not like it. He came with everything he had to try and take me out, to try and deceive me, to try and hold me back. But I'm telling you all, whoever makes that decision to live unto God, whoever makes that decision to have a willing heart to do God's will and to trust God with their heart, it may seem a bit rocky at first. You may not understand it first. But as you stay the course, as you stay consistent, as you stay hungry, like God will smooth things out. And then as He smooths things out, He starts to bring great things to you. You gain wisdom like you've never gained wisdom before. You enjoy life like you've never enjoyed life before. You have such a clean heart and a hunger for the things of God, because He, God, wants to give you and has already given you the wisdom, the spirit and wisdom and revelation in the Lord Jesus Christ. Like, He wants to show you that your spirit is very powerful. He wants you to know that you have great authority and effect living within you. And so when you make the decision to leave your old ways and enter into the new way, God shows you what to do. He holds you by the right hand. He leads your every step. He removes any carnage or any obstacles. He removes it all. And I just felt inspired to share that little bit. That at the beginning, it seemed a bit rough. At the beginning, I went through some stuff. But as I stayed consistent and as I stayed my heart turned towards God, things just become so, so great to this moment where I'm living now. And all of our lives is a living testimony, a testimony unto God and what God is able to do and perform. All people who are children of God have many testimonies and have been delivered from great things. And now God just wants you to know that you are His masterpiece. His masterpiece. And He loves you dearly. And prayer is a very powerful thing. Our communication with our Heavenly Father is a very powerful thing. As we pray, as we communicate to God, as we trust Him, He talks to us, He brings things to us, and He just gives us everything. So pray very, very much this year. Communicate with your Heavenly Father much this year. Also speak in tongues as much as you can. God showed me over the last few months that speaking in tongues is like our spiritual breath. Like when He spoke that into my heart, I was like, wow, God. Speaking in tongues is our spiritual breath. When we're speaking in tongues, it's just as important as us breathing naturally. Like all of us in our natural bodies, we need to be able to breathe. And if we don't breathe, then we have no life. And I feel like God spoke that to my heart. Like the more you speak in tongues, the more you get great energy, focus, vision, everything, like, which is like our spiritual life, and that we're able to really, what we don't know to pray, when we don't know what to say to God, when there's situations going on that we don't understand, when we're just naturally every day speaking in tongues, when it's just a part of our natural life, because we are naturally spiritual, then we don't even have to think, oh, am I speaking in tongues or not? Oh, is this going to happen or not? Do I need to do this? Because you're so spiritually in tune with your Heavenly Father. You're so in alignment with what God wants for you, the words He wants spoken to you, the focus He wants you to have. And then we just keep moving forward. We really need to keep moving forward. So speaking in tongues as you go into the new year, just speak in tongues as much as you can. Just really do it from your heart. Just really say to God, like, I want to speak in tongues much. That you give me the desire to do this and He will make it easy for you. Again, honoring God with our substance. Doing that with all your heart, from the purest of heart, knowing that you're giving unto your God, that you're sowing your seed to God for your benefit, for your prosperity, for your windows of heaven being open upon you. You know, like, He really wants you to be very convinced, confident and assured in this area, that when you sow your seed, that it's going to multiply, that it's going to multiply very, very quickly. Like a farmer is very wise, a farmer is very educated, that when he sows plenteous, when he sows much in his field, he's going to reap a big harvest. And no matter if you plant one seed or 1,000 seed, when that seed is in good ground, in good soil, it's going to produce, and it's going to produce continuously. Like if you think of an apple tree, a mango tree, an orange tree, any kind of tree, when it's planted and it bears fruit, that fruit is continuous. So don't think the seeds that you have sown in 2025 financially is not going to continue to reap a harvest in 2026. It absolutely will, because with God, everything reproduces, everything continues, everything grows. And when we're doing things with the right understanding and the right heart, it will always continue to grow. So when it comes to your seed, if you feel like like whatever you want to sow, or you say to God, God, what do you want me to sow? Or I want to sow this, but you need to help me to sow this. then you just trust him to do that. Like, have no fear in your heart when it comes to honoring God with your substance. Have no worries in your heart. Like, will he do this? Will he not? Am I doing the right thing? Am I not? Like, absolutely you are. But you have to have great faith behind it, and you have to expect that your God, Jehovah, is opening the windows of heaven, that he's pouring out to you everything that you need, and that he's prospering you. He's bringing great abundance to you. He's giving you great success. It's his logic for us to do this. It's God's logic for us to speak in tongues. It's God's logic for us to pray and communicate with him. It's God's logic for us to fellowship and be like-minded, of one accord, you know, moving in the same direction. We may have different desires. We may have a different thing that God has put in our heart to do, but we will be in the sound doctrine with the sound teaching that will set people free. Like, people can be healed. Yes, this is God's teaching. People can prosper. Yes, this is God's teaching. People can now go directly unto God. Like, directly unto God. This is the right teaching. Like, people can walk by the Spirit of God and see tremendous things happen in their life. Signs, miracles, and wonders following them. Yes, this is the will of God. This is the logic of God. When you pray for laborers, you're interceding for God's spiritual fields, like the laborers, the leaders, the ready-to-go people. This is God's desire. It's in God's best interest. It's God's plan for all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. So it's God's best interest to bring new laborers, to bring new people, to bring deliverance to those that are lost, that those are, that are in captivity, those that are blind. Like, it's God's heart for these to be saved. But God knows the ready ones. He knows the ones that are going to receive those words gladly and take off like that rocket. And it's not that God doesn't love everyone, because he does, and he desires all men. But he knows at the right time, at the right place, where one person will receive those words, and it will be the right time. Like, for me, back in the 1st of January, 2020, it was the right time. Yes, I was born again, and yes, I was filled with the Spirit of God before that, but I wasn't doing anything with it. I wasn't truly convinced. I wasn't truly in alignment with God. I was just kind of following a trend, in a sense. Not that God's a trend, because he isn't, no way. But in my heart and mind, I wasn't fully ready. I wasn't fully dedicated. I wasn't fully understanding. I was in a lack of understanding. So I was kind of just following the crowd, because this is what everyone was doing. But then God knew in 2020 that word that was going to change my life forever. And so he knows. He knows the ones that are going to receive that word, and their lives are going to be transformed forever. And he will bring those to you. So continue to pray for laborers. Continue to desire new, ready-to-go harvest fields. Continue to have great hope and expectation, seeing God, Jehovah, that he will bring to your path everything that you need, that you will not be without anything this year. But your heart needs to be pure. It needs to be pure unto him. It needs to be dedicated unto the things of God and not unto the things of yourself. Now, God really wants you to enjoy life. Like, we're not like religious people who have to do these things, or bad things are going to happen. Like, God wants you to enjoy every minute of life. He really wants you to be joyful. So when you go to fellowship, to be really joyful that you're going to that fellowship. When you're praying for laborers, being really joyful and excited that you've been given the wisdom and knowledge to be able to pray for laborers. When you honor God with your substance, being joyful to do that because you want to do it. The same with speaking in tongues and praying and being led of God's Spirit. Like, God is leading you every single day. He's directing your path every single day. He is showing you the right road and the wrong road, and you have a choice which road you want to go down. And he will highlight great truths to your heart, because God is God from the east to the west. Like, he's not the different God in the west and to the different God in the east. He is the same God. He's operating the same way. He's given this great wisdom to all his children. But it's up to us if we want to receive it gladly and apply it and grow in it. Everything from God is to grow. Everything from God grows. Like, this is what I've learned in the last 6 years now, that everything from God grows. Everything from God produces good things. Everything from God gives light and hope and deliverance. There is nothing bad that comes from God. People in the world, in religious settings, will blame God for many things, but that is not true. Like, God is a God of hope. He is a God of light. He is a God that delivers. He sent his Son into the world, not to condemn it, right? But he sent Jesus Christ so that we will be delivered and that we will know our God and that we can go directly to God and have access to God and know that it doesn't matter what you know. If you know the Bible from Revelation, from Genesis to Revelation, or if you know nothing, God can work in you very powerfully. He wants you to know that you're filled with that Spirit. That Spirit is effective within you, and it's up to you if you want to move with that Spirit within you. Like, we're naturally spiritual, but we just have to turn our mind and our focus to live that way. And when I mean live that way, again, it's no effort from us. We just have to know the truth and have no doubt in our heart. So when God says, if you honor me with your substance, I will increase the fruits of your righteousness, then are we going to sow our seed and not believe that? No, we believe that God isn't going to increase the fruit of our righteousness, that he's making all grace abound towards us, that he's making us fruitful. Not our jobs, not our families, not the world, not the systems in the world. Now, God may use those avenues, but he is the source of our every supply. He is the one that provides everything. We just have to believe what he says and move in it. So for me today, I believe that God desires for me to have many harvest fields all over the UK. It's been a desire since 2020. And because I have not seen that yet, does that mean I'm going to be discouraged? Does that mean that God's not working? Does that mean that I'm not favored or I'm not worthy? Absolutely not. God says in his word that the fields are white under harvest. Like, they're white, they're ready. There's many, many fields, but the laborers are few. But when those laborers come, they will be ones that are going to set the world on fire, that are going to be movers and shakers, that are going to be dedicated, that are going to speak the truth in love, that are going to be a great witness and to really fulfill everything God wants them to fulfill also. So it doesn't mean that we look at the years and all the things that we've prayed and not come to pass. No, we keep our eyes single on God. We keep our faith high. We keep believing his logic. We keep practicing the right way. We stay very encouraged. We say to God, bless me this day and he will bless you. It may be something really small. It may be something really large. But you live your life each day this year fully unto God, fully dedicated, trusting him, not looking at what's not been done, but looking at what he has done and how he has done great things and the mighty things he's performing. And so I just feel really blessed that it's the new year. I feel really excited for everything God's doing all over the world with all his children, for all of those that are fully dedicated unto him. And he knows the ready ones. Like, this is really strong on my heart. Maybe it's just for me, God speaking in my heart today, but I want to share it with all of you. Like, God knows the ready ones. He knows those ones such as should be saved. He knows the ones that he's going to bring to your path. And just so continue to desire those laborers, if that's what you're desiring. Like, if you desire fellowship, laborers, to work for God in this way, then this is how you pray. If this isn't a strong desire of yours, then you don't need to do this just because everyone else is doing it. Just because this is, you know, you might be happy to do something else that God's putting in your heart. You know, you may be fulfilled in other areas, you know, running a business and having people work for you who love God, or working, I don't know, whatever it is. But for me and my heart is to work for God in this way. And when you say to God, what is the works you want me to do? Like, I want to do your preordained works. He will perfectly show you the vision. He will perfectly show you the right way. He will perfectly entrust you with the things you need to be entrusted with, and He will bring it to your path. So yes, it's important that we pray for laborers. Yes, it's important that we have new fellowships in ready-to-go fields. But like, really, is this a desire that God's put in your heart? And is this the desire in your heart? Because if it is, then boom, God is doing it. Like, God's already done it. God's already arranged and organized and done it. Now we just walk in it. We just walk in it with great ease, great excitement, being blessed, not getting proud, not getting above ourselves, not thinking, well, I'm a great leader and I got all this fruit. Because God will humble you very, very quickly. Like, we stay humble, we stay meek, we stay in an active service, we stay doing the things God puts in our heart to do, and not just being like every other Christian, because God has given you great ability to walk with power and authority, because as Jesus Christ is, so are you in this world, and you are in Christ's stead. And just as Jesus Christ looked to God, trusted God, and fulfilled everything God wanted him to fulfill, you are now able to do the exact same and greater. So, Happy New Year, everyone. Happy 1st of January. And I pray that God has given you great desires. I've written down many desires that God has put in my heart for this year. I have great vision for this year, great focus for this year. We have few already at the moment. We have traveling arrangements planned, me and Danny. We'll be going to America twice this year. And then wherever else God opens up, like, we are ready. We are ready. And for whoever wants to come to the UK also, we're ready to receive you and to fellowship and to just be like-minded, of one accord, fellowshipping. But for me, I desire new people, new leaders, new laborers who are going to really rise up and move mountains and shape the world with authority and purpose and love unto God. So this was in my heart to share today, and God bless you all.